Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu.
Welcome to SGNP. Sit back for the next few minutes and hear stories heard nowhere else, on radio, in a magazine, or on the internet. We're the audible voice of gospel music. Our sole purpose at SGNP is to inspire, edify, encourage, and entertain. Now, here's our host, Darren Sutherland, and his partner, Southern Gospel Music Association president and lead singer for Dolly Parton's own quartet, The Kingdom Heirs, Arthur Rice. What's wrong with living right anyway?
And welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here. And today's a little different, folks, because I don't get to hide behind the microphone and ask questions. Jeff and Susan Wisnett are in our big studio. Have you ever seen a studio like this, guys?
I love it. It's wonderful.
It's cool.
We got the
pull that microphone up a little bit closer to you, almost talk into it. It's fun. Jeff and Susan Wisnett are in here with us. Arthur will be with us in about 10 minutes. And it's the first time I've ever had anybody in the studio, but y'all are singing local this week.
We are.
Yeah. Over at Cheatham Hill Baptist Church.
That's right.
So I got my guy Tim that works for me and works with me, and he knows y'all well. And I said, Tim, get Jeff and Susan Wisnett over here to SGNP, and we'll talk to them live. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for asking.
Glad to be here.
Good. Jeff, we talked last year, so you know a little bit about how it goes. And we've had a little discussion about what's going on. But before we get started, and we'll get the preliminaries out of the way, y'all tell everybody about the Wisnetts, what's going on in your life, and we'll get all the radio banner out for everybody out there, and then we'll start the fun stuff. Fair enough?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow. We're family group. My goodness, Susan and I have been married for 30 years, been traveling and singing together for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And God's blessed us. We get to travel with our two boys, Austin and Ethan, and Aaron Heiss, our lead singer. Man, he's came to us from up northwest Indiana, been with us 18 years now. So that's a long stay for Southern Gospel Music.
It is.
And we travel across the country, man, doing about 180 days a year, and just living the dream, loving every minute of it, and we love what we do.
You know, we talked before, Jeff and Susan, we talked before the show started. Folks have this image that they just, God's called them to be a gospel singer. But I don't think sometimes those folks realize the sacrifices that you guys are making. I mean, it's 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and we're doing an interview here when you could be at home doing other things. You could be in your house in North Carolina, making life easier on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sacrifice really like? I mean, let's face it, it is a sacrifice. It is fun. You probably wouldn't know what to do if you wasn't doing it to this point in your life. You've been doing it so long. But what's it really like, the sacrifice?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, it is a sacrifice. And I was sitting here thinking as you were talking, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yeah.
All of those things that happen on the weekends,
we
kind of miss out on them with family. That's one of the hardest things for me, especially since my mom and dad are getting older. Jeff's mom is getting older, and his dad's already passed away. But, you know, we miss that kind of stuff. Anytime my brothers and their families want to get together on the weekends, we're out. We can't. And we can do it during the week, but they work. And so that's just a tiny sacrifice, I guess. Another thing is not being able to be home. You know, I always told the kids when they were growing up, Austin and Ethan have learned to walk on that bus. But I would say to them, home is wherever mom and daddy is.
Right.
If it's at our home in Morganton, North Carolina, or if it's on that bus rolling down Interstate 40, going to who knows where, wherever we are, that's where home is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little different now that Aaron's married, the fella that's been with us for 18 years, and Austin, our oldest son, is married. It brings in a whole different dynamic because they leave behind their wives. And that's tough for this mama.
Yeah.
Because I never had to do that. I get to travel with Jeff all the time. And that's a little bit of a sacrifice for those wives that have to see their man leave every week. But we love it. And it is not all the glamour that you see.
No.
there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes on before we hit that stage.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't see. But that's the tough part. He works nonstop. Jeff works nonstop. He does.
A thought just came to my mind. Like, for instance, before we left on this trip, I don't know what it was. Somebody left something on the bus or whatever. Anyway, we got ready to leave. The batteries were down. Bus wouldn't even crank.
Yeah.
So we're all loaded up, ready to head out for 5 or 6 days. And now you got 3 battery chargers and another vehicle and a set of jumper cables trying to get 24 volts to assist and just get the bus jumped off and get it rolling. But like you said, that's a lot of the stuff people don't see. But that's part of the package, man.
Yeah.
It's part of the package.
So you're not flying in airplanes very seldom.
If we go to Canada, we will fly.
Yeah.
If we go to the West Coast, a lot of times we will fly. And, of course, when we do the cruises, we like to go by ship.
Yeah.
So other than that, we're on that bus all the time. And so it's our home away. We're actually on the bus more than we are at home because we do about 180 dates a year, which really means when we get back late, leave out early, we're gone probably 200, 210 days out of the year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Arthur wants to join us. Arthur Rice, our co-host, is up in Knoxville, Tennessee. I started a little early with Arthur. We'll give him a hard time when we come back in just a second. Let's take a break and bring a word in from our sponsors. And we'll be back. Arthur Rice and the Wisnets on SGNP.
This is Josh Singletary with Tribute Quartet, and you're listening to SGNP.
Darren Sutherland here once again with you, and got to take a little short break and talk about one of our companies that make SGNP possible, MyPillow and Arthur. Rumor has it they were supposed to mail you some of their new premium sheets, and
got them.
They're great sheets, and
got them.
You got them. But what else What else did you get? I mean, you call me and you said, "Man, they sent me bed sheets like you promised."
Yep.
But you said your wife was jumping them. They're jizza cotton sheets or something like that. But what else did you get?
They sent some pillows, and so it worked out great because, of course, my wife and I have had pillows, and so the boys are so excited because they've got pillows now, and so they're excited. But man, I love these sheets. They're awesome. The cool thing about them is you know, most of the mattresses now are so thick that, you know, normal sheets, they won't stay on. You know, every morning you got up and you got to put the fitted sheet back on where it's come off during the night. Man, these things are great. They're really deep. And we've had them on for, I don't know, a week or so now, and they ain't come off one time. So
there you go. 60-day money-back guarantee. Deep pockets to fit every corner of any mattress. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, satin woven from Egypt, I believe. I think they get the cotton in there from, and that's MyPillow. Give them a call today, 1-800-544-8939. 1-800-544-8939. Make sure you use the promo code SGNP. For MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the guys support gospel music. Why not support a company that supports gospel music? MyPillow, 1-800-544-8939. Use the offer code SGMP. Get you some like Arthur. You like them, don't you, Arthur?
I love them.
No doubt.
Jesus had died. He was crucified on a hill between two thieves. A conspiracy of the Pharisees ordered him nailed to a tree. But then he was carried to where he was buried. Oh, but by Sunday round daybreak, it became clear they had reason to fear. They'd made a grave mistake. They made a grave mistake. He came back alive. He made a way in only 3 days, and death was denied. At the first light of dawn, he proved them all right.
Jesus was done, they could almost hear victory bells ring. But they should have listened when Jesus insisted that he would rise as a king. People today, they're trying to say he's dead and our faith is in vain. But they better learn soon, there's an empty tomb. They made a grave mistake.
They made a grave mistake. He came back alive.
Well,
he made a way, and only 3 days that death was denied.
Oh,
at the first light of dawn, he proved them all.
SGMP, Darren Sutherland here. Jeff and Susan Wisner in the studios with
Yay!
Us. This is a first ever.
Yeah.
Man, y'all get to, you know what we need to do in here, Sydney? If you look in our conference room, we have everybody that ever comes to our office, and y'all have to do this.
I saw the wall.
You got to sign the wall. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to break this room in today.
Oh,
and we're going to sign the wall, and y'all going to get to sign the wall right
I'm
here.
Excited.
Does that work? So y'all,
cool.
y'all can be the first one.
Awesome.
So anyway, in our so folks, if you're listening to SGMP.
I love the vandalized stuff.
Yeah,
that's
it's fun.
Wonderful.
It's fun. You know,
graffiti.
That's it. Been talking to Jeff and Susan a little bit today about the traveling and family life and all that on the bus and how it differs. And Susan gave us her comments. Jeff, I mean, let's face it. You don't get to go to high school football games. You don't get to go to Little League games. Like last night, it's 7:15. I'm in Smyrna. Mm-hmm. And I probably should have came over and heard y'all sing. But my wife says, hey, her friends Scott and Susan's 10 and 11-year-old are playing a Little League baseball game down the street. You want to go? We can jump in the car and go.
Mm-hmm.
You've done this and made this sacrifice your whole life.
Right.
What do you say to those guys out there that says, man, I want to do that, but are they prepared to miss that? Are they prepared to miss being able to go home from work and go fishing or go hunting, whatever?
Yeah. And, Darren, that is very true. We come across a lot of young, and I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying I'm being realistic. We come across a lot of young guys, and, you know, all they want to do is – be full-time.
Yeah.
Full-time. And I just have to remind them, when you're full-time, that means you do it to eat.
Yeah.
That means you do it whether you're sick.
Yeah.
You do it when you're well.
There you go.
You do it when you feel like it.
Yeah.
You do it when you don't feel like it. You just need to understand what it means to really do it on a full-time basis.
Yeah.
And you got to be willing to make that sacrifice because we've had some great, some very talented people, some musicians especially over the year that have traveled with us that were great people, very talented people, but they hated to travel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, if you hate to travel, you can't do this.
Right.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
I had a guy tell me a long time ago, he said, look, he said, I'll sing for free. He said, but I'm going to have to get paid for being gone from home.
I don't blame you.
That's good.
I don't blame. The funny thing I find about traveling, we'll get off this traveling subject because we travel pretty good bit going from our different clients, is as you travel down these interstates, you start to memorize what is off of this exit and what is off of that exit,
yeah,
and where to stop, where not to stop. Where, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Where's your favorite place to eat, each of you, throughout the country? If you could pick one place and have dinner there tonight, and it not be home, because home's where you probably always want to be, but home is on the bus, like you said, Susan. Where do you want to stop?
Well, if I'm in Texas,
yeah,
I want to go to Papacito's.
Okay.
I do love that. That's a Mexican place.
Yep.
You come out smelling like everything you just
Mexican.
Ate.
My wife,
but
could
I
eat,
loved it.
My wife could eat Mexican every day. She's a teacher, and somebody said, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. What should we give her? And I said, chips and salsa, and everything will be fine.
And there's a place in Missouri, and we know it's in Greenville, South Carolina, called Hoo Hot.
Okay.
And we love to eat there with the Mark Trammell Quartet when we're ever in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird that I'm thinking that.
They introduced you to that.
They did.
I have two that just, and I'm not. It's not, they're not exotic places. I love a good steak from Logan's Roadhouse.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And ribeye from Logan's is my favorite. Second is chicken marsala from Carrabba's.
There you go.
We do that a lot when we're at home.
Yeah.
When we're on the road, I don't know why, if we see a Whataburger, which is usually what? In Texas?
Down in Texas.
Yeah.
They'll eat there twice. We want lunch, and then they want to go after the concert. I don't understand it.
Well, there's one in Tuscaloosa now.
Oh, really?
So if you stop to see my buddy Al Fox over there in Tuscaloosa.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, get him to take you to Whataburger.
Okay.
It's right down the street from his studios down there. So anyway, you started this, and things have gone. You know, the industry's changing.
Yes,
it is changing so rapidly that none of us, I was talking to Jeff Harper yesterday, for instance, about change. And I was telling Jeff Friday night, this is me, Friday night, I'm laying in my bed, in my room, with Facebook on the iPad, and somebody was filming Jeff and Sherry Easter singing at the Boland's Home Company. And I watched the whole thing from beginning to end. Now, we can look at that one, two, three, four, five different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's positives in that. Yes, we're getting the gospel out. Yes, technology's helping us put gospel music out that people in other places that's not at that homecoming. But let's face it. It's costing royalties to the writers. It's costing royalties to the groups. It's costing royalties to the record companies. It's costing less sales in CDs. It's costing less attendance.
I was going to say, now am I going to get dressed and go to the concert, or am I going to lay in my bed on Friday night and watch it?
Exactly.
I mean, the convenience of it, it does. It's changing things.
It's a two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen people get up and ask folks, you know, put your phones away, don't video or whatever, but they're so plenteous, and you know good and well, everybody in that place is not going to put their phone away. And it's tough.
We personally don't like it.
But it does, everything you said is correct. And to some extent, it's not fair to the artist, simply because, think about this, and I wouldn't dare mention a name, but we were with a major artist the other night. And one of the female singers in the group was just having she was sick.
Yeah.
Just having a difficult night, just like we have to do sometimes, just doing the best she could.
Getting through.
But I wouldn't want somebody Facebooking that all across the country.
Right.
But you can't stop it.
No.
And every time you step on stage, I don't care where we're at, there's somebody sitting there with their phone up here in front of their face, just like that. And I wonder, well, are they just videoing us? Are they sending us out across the world?
They're putting you out there. Through either Instagram or through Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And that's the society we live in today. Guys, you know, let's face it. Gospel music stars are, and I don't want to use the word stars, but let's use the word artists. I say stars because the P1s, what I call primary listeners, consider you guys stars. So I'll just use that term just loosely in this context. But they consider you guys their famous people, okay? So this day and time, if you walk in Walmart, you can't just be Susan from Morganton, North Carolina, walking in Walmart. You may be Susan, their favorite, and they could have a camera
You're right.
Boom, and pop it on you, and one picture.
You're right.
Can affect your brand worse than you've ever imagined.
You are correct.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, oh, yeah.
Let's just go ahead and be honest. I talked to Hovey one time back in the day, and I'm saying, Hovey, what's the difference between, and this is 10 years ago, when maybe 15 years ago, right before he died. I said, what's the difference between today and yesterday? He said, today, if I do something, everybody knows about it within an hour. Let's fast forward 15 years. Today, when you and I do this interview right here, people can know about it inside of five
right
minutes.
Now. Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Yep.
It's instant.
Yep.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, boy. Once again, I think it's a two-edged sword. There's good to it, and there's bad to it.
Yeah.
Because we all, if we'll be real honest, have probably said and done things that we sure are glad wasn't captured
exactly.
on video.
Right.
And but by the same token, if it ever does, like you say, man, it can be damaging to you.
Yeah.
And that's why we, as ministers of the gospel, not to try to sound holier than thou, but we better be on our toes.
Be careful. Yeah.
We better be careful how we present ourselves, because it can really the wrong representation could really hurt you.
It could hurt you and hurt the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Even though
hurt our cause.
It could. Even though I think the world is a little bit more, shall we say this? I don't want to use the word watered down. Some people may use that word, and that's fine. I think we live in a more grace-driven society now. Maybe it's accepting in the wrong manner, but it is what it is. So you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So I'm wondering, somebody's going to shake the industry up before long, be it gospel, be it country, be it rock, something on this live video stuff. Something's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years. I don't know what it is, because like I said, you guys, let's face it, are losing money.
Yep.
Okay? It's tougher on you to sell CDs. Why should I buy a CD? I can go on YouTube and hear anything you sing
there
today.
You
know?
Our music has been made so accessible.
Yeah.
Through various outlets. And you're right. Unfortunately, if you give people a cheaper way to get it, they'll take it.
And think about the ancillary parts. I mean, let's think about our buddies Jeff Harper and Ed. Let's think about Becky Simmons and folks like that. It's affecting their livelihood when they're sitting there looking at that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's take a break. Come back. We're gonna pull Arthur in. We gave him his 10 minutes, and then we're going to give him a hard time. So that's him calling right now. We'll be back on SGNP.
Right now the sea is troubled. And the night has been so long. Out on the open waters, I'm praying for the dawn. But I don't have to worry. Through the storm of doubt and fear, for the one who is standing at the wheel. I'm not afraid to trust him as I face the raging sea. I don't know what lies ahead, but I know the one who stands by me. This is not the first storm that he's brought me safely through, and I'm holding to his promise that I'll
this one too.
SGNP, Darren Sutherland, and finally, we wrangled in the co-host, Arthur Rice. Arthur, how you doing, boss man?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm wore out right now. I've been doing working on acapella arrangements for the past 2 days, and my brain is fried.
Well, were they good? Are they good acapella arrangements? Or are they one of them groups that really shouldn't be singing that you just took a big check to record?
Well, it's for us.
It's so. King of Air, so you know it.
And I'm doing all the parts, so it is what it is. You know,
that's awesome.
My problem is I can't tell a good one from a bad one, so it just is what it is.
Well, you know, you could do like that famous guy in Indiana that brings them voiceovers in, and he lets them lay down the tracks, and then y'all could sing with him. How about that? Could you do that?
I never thought about that.
That might be easy.
Just hey, maybe I get the Wizards to come in and do.
Oh my!
Use their vocals. How about that?
You just opened up a whole can of worms right there, brother.
So let the world know this. We're recording this on Tuesday. What's Jerry up there doing for his anniversary today? Because he's broadcasting that all over Facebook that today's his anniversary. Did he let you guys know what he was doing today?
I have no idea what he's doing. I ain't been on Facebook. I ain't done nothing but mash buttons and sing. That's all I've done all day for the past 2 days. I don't have any idea. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, bless his
heart. Today's anniversary?
Today's his anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Jerry.
He may be at another Lynyrd Skynyrd concert.
Oh,
ain't no telling. All I know is that my boys' baseball team is playing for a championship tomorrow night.
Yay.
And they have worked their tail off. I mean, they have worked good. He's pitching tomorrow night, and so for the championship. And so, and then they're on to regions. So that's huge.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about that.
You know, Arthur, it's funny that you brought that up, because before we were talking earlier today with Susan and Jeff about some of the things that they don't get to do. And Jeff and I were talking exactly about things like that a lot of the artists don't, the sacrifices they make, and they don't get to see their sons or daughters play in those championship games like that. And I brought up the fact, you know how I always give you a hard time, but you got the best job in the industry. And Susan brought up, hey, we've sung at Dollywood. That's not easy, singing 4 or 5 sets. But, man, you guys do a great job, and you know we always say that.
That is a great, you know, a benefit, and I don't take it lightly that, you know, we get to see her kids grow up, and I know I've been there, and you miss a lot of things, and it's nice to be able to do that. And I tell you, my hat's off to anybody that travels all the time. I really do, because I know how that is. I know how difficult and hard that is, and so, and especially on families. Yeah. And you know, it's not just the people on the road. It's hard on the people at home.
Yes, sir.
And it's tough. And so, my hat's off to them.
Well, can you tell us yet who got in the Hall of Fame?
I can't yet. Almost.
We're
real close.
We're real close.
Cool. Hopefully this week. Hopefully.
We're gonna do a special show.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take care of it. Hey, let's get back into the conversation. We were talking some deep stuff just a second ago.
Sorry, I got sidetracked.
I know. No. It's me who's getting sidetracked. You know how I am. We were talking to Jeff and Susan earlier about people recording things live on Facebook and different other means of social media. What do you guys do at your concerts? Because I promise you, there's not a set that y'all sing in at Dollywood that people are not out there with those iPhone cameras or even video camcorders this day and time, filming everything you do. Do you say anything? Can you say anything? Because you guys, it's a two-edged sword, like Jeff said. I mean, you're there not only to be the official gospel group of Dollywood and represent that corporation, but you also represent, you know, your record company. So what do you do, Arthur? I mean, what's y'all's solution, if there is one? Because there's not.
But you know, there really isn't, and I don't know. We've done both, and you know, therefore, you know, we ask people not to record, but they're going to. And you know, and a few years ago, we tried, you know, we tried to if somebody was recording, you know, we'd have the ushers come down and try to, you know, stop them. But then it became such a, it was just a distraction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know what, if the devil uses that for an opportunity to draw somebody's attention away from the message that we're trying to get across, and just that, all it takes is an instant for somebody's attention to be drawn away.
You're right.
And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to let the devil win that. And if it's if somebody wants to video it, they're going to video it. It doesn't matter what, especially nowadays with iPhones, and it's so easy. And I just quit worrying about it. And I thought if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Most of the time, it's just maybe one or two songs. Sometimes you'll have somebody in there that puts something up and live, especially on the road. And and we run into that more on the road than we do at Dollywood.
I was going to ask you that, if you see it more at Dollywood or on the road.
So. Yeah, it's really more, you know, more on the road. You know, at Dollywood, you know, we have such a diverse audience. You know, they may capture a song that's, you know, that they like or that sort of thing, but most of the time, you know, they're on vacation and they're not, you know, they don't want to work, you know. They want to sit there and they want to sit there with their arms crossed and go, bless me if you can.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
With the Kingdom Mayors, though, it's probably more it's more unusual to see you guys outside of Dollywood than it is inside of Dollywood, so I guess they see it sort of as a rare occurrence.
And I think that's part of it. I think, you know, people on the road for us, you know, just about almost every night this winter, we had somebody that was doing Facebook Live, at least one person, and sometimes several people doing Facebook Live. And you know, I don't know what the answer is for that. You know, I look at it because it's, you know, we're not recouping that kind of up front, but you know, it's giving you publicity, it's giving you exposure. Mm-hmm. It's such a fine line, you know. You don't know. You think, well, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. And I've battled with it back and forth, and I just finally just gave up on it.
But let me say this, because I'm the fan here. I'm not the one making a living doing this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this for all three of you, and this ain't coming out of any of your mouths. There's been times that each of you have watched someone or another group, and somebody's filming this, and you may not put it on Facebook, but you're thinking to yourself, Lord help, somebody needs to help these folks because they're off key. They're not representing the industry in a good way. And if this is getting to the wrong person, it might be doing more harm than good.
That's right.
I think that's the worst scenario is if they capture, you know, you try to do your best, but sometimes you're just not on. And especially in a group setting, you know, hopefully, but it's hard to get, you know, three or four people on every night.
That's right.
And those that, you know, when you capture that bad performance and it's out there forever, and I've seen them, and I know I've got a bunch out there on YouTube I wish I could get rid of. I want to drive somewhere and pull that thing out of the hard drive somewhere or another,
right,
and get rid of that thing because it just keeps haunting me, you know, and I know it. That's, I think that's the worst case scenario for me. That's if they capture something that does, that's a misrepresentation or it's a bad representation of who you are or what you do. I don't like that.
That's,
I really,
right,
don't.
Arthur, have you ever
but
seen,
you know, that happens in every music. I mean, all music. I mean,
it does.
Can you imagine you being one of these country artists and hearing yourself butchered on national TV, you know, at these award shows? You know, they're horrible.
They're horrible.
And that's a bad misrepresentation of a lot of those artists, because a lot of those artists are really good, but they just sound terrible on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see that, you know, on a huge scale. I mean, I can't imagine how that would be. I'd probably just shoot myself.
Well, there's a video of you on the Joyful Noise getting caught in the curtains that you don't need to watch, okay?
I'm teasing. I know. I'm telling you, there's stuff out there I want to get rid of.
I'm teasing. Slowest moving curtains in America. Arthur, what you got for Jeff and Susan?
Man, I love you guys. I love your family, and I appreciate what you guys do. And I've, you know, had the privilege to work with you several times and with the group and just individually. And man, I just love what y'all do. And y'all just, y'all make it sound and look so easy. and the Lord's blessing you. Man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what the Lord's doing with you guys. How y'all been? Everything good? Y'all have probably already talked about this.
But yeah, we have.
Everything's great. And I want to say this. We admire you more than you could ever know, Arthur. And I mean this. I've told you in passing, I vote for you every year. And I mean that from the bottom.
You're the one.
I do. I just love your voice. I can hear you. And we listen to Kingdom Airs a lot on our bus. Ethan is your biggest fan, and I mean that.
I know.
While we're getting dressed, he'll have his little Bluetooth speaker hooked on his bunk, and he'll be playing the Kingdom Airs. And we just love you guys, admire you, and appreciate you for sticking with the stuff all of these years. You know, you've just been consistent. And, you know, for us to be able to watch you do that, it just means a lot to us. We've always admired you. And love you, and I mean that.
I appreciate that. God's been good to me.
He's the Susan Lucci of gospel music. You realize that?
That's right.
Well, there you go. And then there's that.
I mean, how many years you been nominated for lead singer?
I have no idea.
You know how many. Go ahead and tell the truth.
You know, I really don't know.
Is it over 15?
Oh, yeah.
Is it over 20?
Oh, yeah.
How many times you won?
No.
We got to start counting.
Listen,
right now.
I feel the same with the alto thing. I'm in the alto nominations.
Anytime, especially for us, and I don't say this, and I'm not, you know, anytime we show up in any of those ballots, it's a huge, because, you know, we're not out there a lot. And, you know, the people that vote for us, you know, they have to really work at it, because, you know, we're not out there all the time and they don't see us a lot. And so anytime I you know, I'm as surprised as anybody, really. I am. And I don't mean that trying to sound, trying to sound humble. I just mean that because if you know, just being out there and being in front of people, and that makes a huge difference. And we really appreciate any votes that we get. It's just huge.
You guys have got one of the greatest quartets.
Yes, you do.
Going right now.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I mean that not just because you're here. I would say it if I weren't talking to you. You guys do a great job. You do it with excellence, and I thank the Lord that you're out there.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you for being a stand-up guy for all these years. You're the type of guy I don't mind my kids looking up to.
That's right.
That means a lot to me.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
Jeff and Susan.
You guys are doing a lot. You guys are doing some new music, too. You got some stuff coming out, or it just came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, we are. And, of course, like everybody else, we're picking songs for a new record. Our boys are actually doing vocals. It's funny. It's the beauty of Pro Tools. I've got my laptop, my rig set up in the basement of Cheatham Hill Baptist Church. I was doing background vocals on there on the boys' new project late last night and this morning. So, you know, just trying to redeem the time away from home, you know, try to get some work done.
Hey, Jeff and Susan, you guys get to sing all over the country. That's you're involved in your own promotions, doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. You're involved in a lot of other things. And I know it's hard to say one place is better than the other. And I know you're at Cheatham Hill this week with our good friend Stephen McIntyre and those folks over there. But where do you – and I know you're looking forward to this week, and you look forward to every date.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the funnest place you get to go?
Oh,
and in all honesty, that you just say, because guess what? I love to go to Disney World. My wife can't stand going to Disney World.
Are you talking singing or are you talking
fun, singing, whatever. I mean, where do you look forward to going? Because you travel so much. A lot of times you just want to stay at home because
I love the beach.
Yeah.
And I'm a beach girl.
Yeah.
And I love our family goes on vacation with my mom and dad and my brothers and their families. And we do that on Memorial Day weekend. And so I'm looking forward to that. Now, if you want to talk about an event that where we're working, but what's fun, it would have to be Singing in the Sun and National Quartet Convention.
Yeah.
I love those weeks. I look forward to them. They're hard weeks, but I look forward to them, that we get to see all of our friends. And whether it's just passing them by or going out and getting a hamburger afterwards, you know, it's just a great time, a fellowship among our peers. I love it.
We love the events, but we love both of those places. We love Pigeon Forge and we love Myrtle Beach. So it's just kind of the best of both worlds.
When you're by yourself, because like a lot of times you sing, you know, you don't get to sing with other groups every night.
No.
You got to sing by yourself. Where are some of the places you like to go by yourself? I know it's a tough question.
It really is. We do a run down into Texas.
Yeah.
The 1st of January.
Yeah.
And we do 3, 4, 5 different places down there. I don't know. There's something about Texas people. They are very hospitable, very receptive of our music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, I don't know if it's our style or what that hits a chord with them.
Yeah.
But those people are great. Some of the greatest people, in my opinion, in the country.
Yeah, they really are.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this right here. Arthur, chime in on this also.
Okay.
If we're in Tennessee, if we're in Georgia, we're in South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Northern Florida, these areas are, for lack of a better word, I don't think having an overabundance of gospel music. We could always use more, but they get to see you guys on a more regular basis.
Right.
And they get to see gospel music artists and they have a better choice. Do you think the folks in Texas, the folks in Wisconsin, Michigan, Northern Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine, California, do they have a different appreciation because they don't get to enjoy groups like you as much as somebody? Because guess what? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm 60 minutes of hearing a group every weekend if I want to.
Right.
What's your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, Darren, I judge a lot of times how people enjoy us.
Yeah.
By if they liked it enough to walk to our table and buy something.
Yeah.
Okay. And Arthur, I'm sure, can verify this. You go up north. And it's like a whole different world.
It's a whole different world.
Sometimes, and I'm not being condescending, but sometimes it's like stepping back in time a little bit when you go to some of those places.
Yeah.
But, man, they love our music. That you'll go in there and you'll sell two or three times what you do in the South because they enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
And it may be a little oversaturated in this area.
Yeah.
You know, like, for instance, January, everybody's going to Florida.
Right.
Because you don't want to go up north.
It's too cold.
And take a chance on
and
getting snowed out.
And you jump on Singing at Sea or whatever.
That's right. Right. And so you can see a difference in the sales up north. I don't know how you feel about that, Arthur, but that's what we see.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Where it's where they don't get it a lot,
right.
They appreciate it a little more, I think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we used to do a little bit more up north when our schedule was a little bit later in the year, but now that Dollywood is opening in March, we only do one tour up north, up in Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, up in that area. We only do one weekend up there, and yeah, it makes a difference, and it makes a difference in the people that turn out too,
yes,
because they know that's the only time they're going to get to see you in that arena, unless they come, you know, unless they come to Dollywood or somewhere, you know, convention or somewhere like that where they, you know, where they can see you. And but it does make, I think it does make a difference. We don't get to Texas, but about over 5 years.
Wow.
As my dad says, it's too far and snaky, so we you know it's
because y'all don't love each other enough. You know, y'all fight on the bus too much. Right all the way to Texas. Is that true?
No. We just like being home.
Oh, I feel that.
King Jesus is coming. This could be the day. He's waiting on something. He'll hear his Father say, go get my children. It's time to bring them home. King Jesus is coming, and it won't be long. This world is a place of trouble and trial. In the last days, we're told in the Bible, there is a promise of God on which we stand. Soon on a day when we least expect it, saints in the grave will be resurrected. We will rise and never be the same again. King Jesus is coming. This could be the day. He's waiting on something. He'll hear his Father say, go get my children. It's time to bring them home. King Jesus is coming, and it won't be long. If you've never been to an old time altar, run to the Lord, don't fail or falter. He is ready to save and set you free. Signs of the time everywhere surround us. Sin and affliction are all around us. Heaven awaits where you can live eternally. King Jesus is coming. This could be the day. He's waiting on something. He'll hear his Father say, children, it's time to bring them home. King Jesus is coming, and it won't be long. King Jesus is coming. This could be the day. He's waiting on something. He'll hear his Father say, go get my children. It's time to bring them home. King Jesus is coming.
Where's the music going to be in 5 years? Jeff and Susan, where are we going to be 5 years? What are we going to be doing? We're going to be sitting here on the camera talking about gospel music. Are we going to be seeing people operate and doing concerts out of their house? What do you think? Mm. If you could look in a crystal ball, and I know we're just dreaming, and in 5 years from now, I'll take this and edit it, and we'll sit down again and we'll talk. Mm-hmm. Where do you see us in 5 years?
Honestly, Darren, I think it's going to be a lot of the same that we're doing right now. You're talking about how the industry's changing. We're always you know, and of course, I've not had them very long. I never thought I'd be up, you know, asking people to buy a jump drive.
Yeah.
Off my
new truck out there don't even play a CD.
Right.
They're going to. They're coming back.
Right. Yeah. I will say this. My buddy Gerald Wolf was he was at the New York at the car show.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, and he said all of the new Fords, Dodges, Lexus, mm-hmm. Subaru, and I don't know one of the other mates, Chevrolet. He said all of the new upper line vehicles have CD players back in them.
Good.
And which is cool. So people were complaining, and also the guy up there told Gerald, he said the premium sound systems, you don't get the full, you know right. how streaming music is sometimes.
Yep.
It's just not the quality. It's you can hear it. It's listenable, but it's not. If you're listening for quality,
right.
It's not that yeah. you can't.
Podcasts are great, but it's not FM radio.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So that you know, you got forces pulling one direction, and then you got, you know, some folks demanding other things. So I think it's a back and forth. I do think we're going to be constantly searching for the new normal because it's changing so fast. I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. Well, we got to finish this up and get out of here, Arthur. You got anything other than love for Jeff and Susan that you want to share with them before we get out? Because, you know, if you could see them right now, they're in the studio, and silly me, I forgot to get an extra set of headphones. So they've got a pair of headphones if you can just see them.
We're sharing. We're sharing.
My neck's about broke, but we're sharing.
My hand's going to sleep.
Well, I know you all need to come over here so we can play some golf.
The boys are doing that right now, if you can believe that. They've been out since 7. Yep.
We're going to, speaking of golf, we're going to Sylacauga to play tomorrow, or Thursday, Arthur.
Wow.
We got to play over there in a tournament at Parsnell Farms, or I forget where it is. I've been over there a couple times. But anyway, I'm the worst golfer in the world. But anyway, I'm going to play.
Good.
So anyway, Arthur, you got anything else?
Hey, I just love you guys, and keep doing what you're doing, man, and just putting out great music and great songs, and Susan, keep sharing your heart. I mean, people love that, and you've touched so many people, and you've touched my family. My sister loves you to death, and every time I talk to her, she just loves y'all's music and loves your testimonies, and I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother.
We love you, guys, Arthur. Too.
Jeff, Susan, you got anything else?
No, just thank you for letting us do this.
No, we thank y'all for coming by and being in the studio. You know what's going to happen one of these days, and I don't know who's going to do it, but we're going to get on here, because every show we ever do, and Sydney will tell you this. When we get Arthur on the phone, folks just start telling him how much they love him.
Oh, yeah.
They really do. One of these days, Arthur, they're going to say, you're exactly right.
He's just consistent. Arthur, you're consistent.
And that's what I said.
And I love that.
Yeah. One of these days, Arthur, what are we going to do when somebody gets on here and say, well, I ain't never liked Arthur Rice one bit.
That ain't going to happen, so.
Never have liked that character.
Oh, wow.
Hamill's dead, right? All right. Anything you guys want to share before we get off here that I ain't ask you, Arthur, and I ain't ask you, that we can throw out there? That's what's great about a podcast. We can throw it all out there. I know you got to go, but anything else we want to throw out there?
That's all good. Pray that God will give us all strength. Man, we do have to carry the message. I believe we're in the last days.
Yes.
Pray that God will give us health and strength and the right songs and the right attitude and the right everything to keep doing what we're doing, because I love it. I can't believe God's blessed us to actually, we don't have to do this. We get to do this.
This is it.
And I'm grateful for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the word is true. If you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, Karen Peck was sitting with me at Singing in the Sun, and I told the guys on the bus when we left out Saturday, I love Karen.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting there listening to the music. We weren't singing, we were listening. And she looked over at me, and I've said this to the guys on the bus, but to hear her say this to me, she looked over at me and grabbed my hand, and she said, Susan, we get to do this.
Yeah.
Is this not amazing that God lets us do this? And so if you're out there listening and you're maybe discouraged with the path that you're on right now, and you feel like you're not where God wants you to be, just, if you'll delight in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. May not be tomorrow, may not be today, may not be next week, but He will be faithful to His word. And I'm so thankful that our family gets to travel together and get to sing the greatest music in the world and with the greatest message in the world to the greatest people. And it's just a blessing.
No doubt. Yeah. Folks, before we get out of here, I got to tell you about our Facebook page. Pick us out on Southern Gospel News Podcast. You get to hear a song of the day. You get to hear a lot of information about these groups, news, and things that are updated. You get to see our Sunday editorials on how we feel and what we stand. Some people like them, some people don't. You get to see a lot of foolishness, things we have a lot of fun with. You can always tune into us at SGNP Podcast on Twitter. You can figure us out on Instagram. You can go to our website, Southern Gospel News Podcast. You can listen to about 70 different podcasts we've done over the past year. Go back and listen to Jeff's interview last year and then compare it to this interview and see what he said different. It's always fun, Jeff. You got to go check that out. But Arthur, hey, a couple of questions before we get out of here, and I got to ask you this. How's that MyPillow doing for you?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, sleep like a baby.
Sleep like a baby?
Aren't they
sleep
the like best?
Sleep like a baby. Yeah.
We don't have them on the bus, but me and Jeff have
them.
You
want me to get them for you on the bus?
Would you please?
I will get them for you on the bus.
I would give anything to have. I was taking my pillow off of the bed at home and bringing it every weekend. It's the big, thick one.
Yeah.
And
king size
one. I would get home and realize it was on the bus, and then I'd get so mad that I'd left it on the bus, so I quit taking it. But we need to get some for the bus.
We can work that out.
Let's do it.
We can work that out.
Y'all heard that.
They're the cats meow, I'm telling you.
Yeah. They are.
And let me tell you. They finally put the sheets on my bed at home. I told you what I did, Arthur. They sent me. I told them we needed queen, and I didn't realize we had a king size bed. That's how ignorant I am. So they sent me the king size one. Them sheets are great on that MyPillow. Are they not? And I'm not just saying that because Mike Lindell sponsors SGNP and the fine folks at MyPillow take care of us, and the fine folks at Tocoa Falls and so many other great sponsors that are a part of this, and we thank you guys for that. But, Arthur, I appreciate you as always, my man. And we're going to get this Hall of Fame show up coming next. We got some other fine things to do. And I hate to even say what we're going to do next week, because every time I say this is coming up next week, it always falls apart and gets pushed back. Does it not?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like it does. So, anyway, life goes on. One last question before we get out of here, Arthur.
Yeah, buddy.
What's wrong with living right anyway?
Not a thing.
You've been listening to SGNP.
Thank you for listening to SGNP. If you're listening on radio, please note you can listen to our podcast 24/7 on your own schedule. Just download wherever you get your podcasts from or visit us online at southerngospelnewspodcast.com. To hear it on your smart speaker, just ask Alexa or Google to play Southern Gospel News Podcast. And after listening, please leave a remark in the remarks section and subscribe, and you'll receive our program free every Friday. And remember to check out Southern Gospel News Podcast social media for daily fun and giveaways. We're the audible voice of gospel music. We look to uplift you every week. SGNP, where it's all about the gospel.